The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga knows that her Oscars performance with Bradley Cooper was intimate. And she says that that's what the pair was going for. Days after the actors took to the Oscar stage to perform Shallow from their hit film A Star Is Born, Gaga opened up about the performance with her co-star on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Social media, quite frankly, is the toilet of the internet.
Yes, it is.
And yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. And from a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, like, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel. I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and fooled ya.
I told you guys. I knew it. Gayle King spoke with Michael Jackson accusers Wade Robson and James Safechuck on CBS this morning, who detailed their allegations that Michael Jackson sexually abused them when they were children.
You did not think, this is creepy, don't touch me, this is wrong. You didn't think any of that?
No, I didn't think any of that. It was, again, the feeling was, out of all the kids in the world, here I am, and Michael chose me. And he also told me that, you know, I've never done this with anybody else. So that was more to, wow, he chooses me and he loves me. Yeah, I believe there are many other boys that Michael abused. I find it hard to believe that he had boys around for any other reason than to sexually abuse them.
Their claims are going to be featured in the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, set to premiere this Sunday and will be a two-part event finishing on Monday. Oprah Winfrey has announced that she will host an After Neverland special that will feature the Michael Jackson accusers as well. The interview is also going to take place before an audience of survivors of sexual abuse and others whose lives have been impacted by it. The Oprah special will air after the second part of the documentary on HBO and OWN simultaneously on March 4th. Tyga is being sued by Midway Rent-A-Car for not paying the remainder of his payment for the leases on two luxury vehicles, which he still owes close to $128,000 on.
Dang.
In 2016, Tyga rented a 2012 Ferrari 458 Spider, and I probably said all that wrong. I don't know these cars. And 2012 Rolls-Royce Ghost, and according to the rental company, both vehicles were repossessed, but Tyga still owes almost $128,000 for both vehicles. He has not commented on the situation. And Beverly Hills 90210 is coming back to TV with six of the original cast members: Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, Gabrielle Carteris, Brian Austin Green, and Tori Spelling will all be part of the reboot. But the actors aren't returning as the characters they played in the original 1990 series. Instead, they will play heightened versions of themselves. Beverly Hills 90210 will return for a six-episode event series this summer on Fox. That's the garbage.